What in the hell just happened? Let me just try and recap to make sure my brain... We get our 743rd penalty of the game to take us out of field goal range. I'm dying 1,000 deaths inside. We put in Michalski to try and a prayer. The wind was swirling at this point, so it was like maybe even a little into the wind. Like the wind shifted during the game from straight. Anyway, doesn't matter. You saw what happened to the wind on his kick attempt. Like, is that the worst timeout in Big Ten football history? Like, if they don't call a timeout, it's over. So we see, like, okay, this kick has no chance. Our only chance is that. And then not just, like, Pat Bryant catches the ball. And in my brain, I'm like, no, go down. We need to get this kick. Like, we got to spike it. What are you doing? That's what he was doing. That right there. Panama. I mean, are you kidding me? So here's my story. Okay, so I pace after... Okay, slow down. Breathe. Two deep breaths. Okay. So I get up to pace as soon as we score the touchdown to take the 30-24 lead. I'm pacing. Death comes to us upon the legs of a interception that's overturned. I'm dying inside. Then I watch all of that while pacing around in the back of the press box. I don't know what to do, what to say, who to... I'm just lost in a... Just lost. And we get the drive together, and then that penalty to go from the 35 to the 40 to make it a 52-yard field goal to a 57-yard field goal in a swirling wind. And I'm like, oh my God, the story of this game is going to be one final death blow penalty. So I'm just dying. I'm hanging on. I'm like, I'm lightheaded. So I just grab a water during the one timeout before the play, before the field goal attempt. And I'm just drinking the water like, okay, don't pass out. Like, don't dehydrate yourself and sweat. I'm just freaking out, okay? So then they call the timeout. And I could hear some commotion down. So the press box, sorry, this is a random. The press box at Rutgers has the visiting athletic director's suite, so Whitman's suite at the end. Whitman at this point, I believe, is down on the field. He usually is. So there are just people in that suite. So every now and then you could hear them cheering in there because it's a bunch of Illinois fans. So, you know, we Rutgers calls the timeout on the missed field goal. I'm pacing around. The Pat Bryant play happens. I do that thing where I can't make a song. I can't do anything. But I'm just like, you know, you like quick walk in both directions. Like, I'll go left. No, I'll go right. I don't know where I'm at. And then I can hear some commotion in the, like, what? And so I go down to the athletic director's suite, and you have to picture this. It's like enclosed in glass, and it's a room, and they don't have like a TV or anything. So the people that were left in there weren't aware of the timeout. And it's not like they're not watching the game. It's just like, I totally understand if you're behind glass in a suite and there's no, you know, in the press box, you can hear the announcements from the officials and everything else. They didn't get that announcement. They just saw the missed field goal and Rutgers players celebrating, and they grabbed their coats. I mean, it makes total sense. So we're in timeouts. So they are completely confused of why we get another play. Like, was it not fourth down? It was totally fourth down. We missed the field goal. Did we return the field goal? So I just run in there, and they're like, can you explain what has happened? And I told them about that they iced the kicker and the timeout, and then we decided not to, and we got one more play, and that's what happened. And then we all celebrate. And so I get a moment of, like, hugging people and high-fiving Illinois fans, even though I'm in the press box. And it just made it like so special of like, yeah, that's how freaking bizarre this win was. We lost it 6 times and we still won. We are 8-3, folks. Like, we couldn't even... This is another game. When did I say that earlier in the season? Purdue. Like, we couldn't even Illinois our way to a loss. We're like, okay, we're going to Illinois this. No, you're not. We're going to freaking Illinois this here. Just leave us alone. We need to Illinois this. And it's like Pat Bryant said, I'm like, no, we don't Illinois things anymore. You guys tried your damnedest, but we don't do that anymore. We don't do that anymore. God, we don't do that anymore. We do it, and then we turn around and have enough to turn it back around. And if we beat Northwestern, we're going 9-3. And we're possibly, because Iowa can't go Citrus, we might have just locked up Citrus Bowl against, I don't know, Texas A&M. And we're going to go to Orlando for New Year's. Oh. Okay, I'm going to actually try. I want to be able to talk to Pat Bryant. So I'm going to cut this short and go find the press conference because I don't remember where it is here. I've only come here once. Oh, it was during COVID, so the press conference was over Zoom, so I don't even know where I'm going. So I'm going to cut from the stands short. ILL, I and I, we're 8-3 with one of the youngest teams in the Big Ten. God, this is great. Go Illini.